that section, they might.
They might up there.
But you have to be in that area to know some of that terminology, because there would be a reason for hearing it down there.
Right, okay. Then a hill, then the great big thing you call a...
Well, a mountain, but it's got to be real big.
Then the rocky side of that, if it drops off real sharp, you call that a...
Palisade.
Okay, palisade, or, now that's, what's the difference between a palisade and a cliff? Can you make a distinction?
No, I can't. I don't know that much about either one of them. I just jumped at palisade because of the palisades in New Jersey. They drop down like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever seen. Oh, yes, I guess around Toccoa up in North Georgia, they would have some of that sharp drop off because of the waterfalls. Have you ever been up in that section?
Yes, I have.
That's good section.
It's beautiful up there.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
Now, Coochie Institute up there is the Presbyterian school for the mountain children.
Uh-huh.
And when we were growing up, there were three old ladies down the street that used to get the clothes together for Nakuchi. And I remember one time Miss Liza said she needed a sweater, and all of a sudden my sweater came off over my head, and my mother just took, my father said, "Where is her sweater? Has she left it again?" And I started screaming, "My mother gave it away, my mother gave it away."
Okay, let me see. Well, if there's a place up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call that a...
Dale? No.
Okay.
What is it? I don't think so.
Notch?
I guess so.
Would you ever use
notch.
That word?
No.
Okay. A place out here in the river where the boats used to come up and tie up, you call that a...
Oh, Mariner.
Okay. What about if they're big ocean-going boats?
On the docks.
Okay, docks.
So the steamers dock in New York Harbor.
Okay, then...
Of course, they're brought in by tugboats, for heaven's sakes. That's the only way they get in, but then they dock there.
Do you make a difference, do you make a distinction between if it's a dock that's running parallel to the land, or if it's sticking out in the water like this?
Yes.
Do you call those different things? Do you use different things?
Yes, I would use one. The one going out in the water is a dock. The one up close to the water is the mariner.
Okay.
Because marina, what did you say?
Yeah, I know the word you mean, but I can't think. I know the word you mean, but
yeah.
I can't think what. Okay, and then again up in the mountains over a cliff, if water's coming down, you call that a...
Waterfall.
Okay. And then a paved road, you call that a what?
Highway.
Highway, okay.
Yes.
Let me see, and then they usually, what are the things they used to cover roads? In the old days they used to be dirt, but now they're covered with...
Tar.
Asphalt.
Cement. If it's a real highway, cement. Otherwise, they're just secondary roads, aren't they, when they just have asphalt on them.
Okay. You say secondary road. What about if it's a road out in the country? What would you call that? Would you call that a secondary road?
Well, I think you get off the highway onto a secondary road that would have asphalt off of it, and then when you come to a little church, you turn to the right, and it's a dirt road going to where you're looking.
Okay. Then out here in front of your house that people walk on, you call that the...
Sidewalk.
Okay. Now, you have your yard, and then the sidewalk, and then there's that grassy area between the sidewalk and the street.
Yes.
What do you call that? You have a special name for that?
No, we don't. The sidewalk goes with the house, and the grass is city county.